living and being part of this collective memory. Today is Monday the 4th of May. We're 42 days into the lockdown. I love to hear of moments that made such a difference that they will be little treasures. So please leave your message after the bleep.
I think it was Michael Palin on the Andrew Marr show this morning, and I don't think he said this, but he's talking about somebody who said, I've got snow blindness. We should start again. I've got snow blindness looking at my diary, and I thought that was just so poignant. Bye.
A moment I will treasure is when I walked out of my front door and one of my neighbours had left a homemade scone on my doorstep with clotted cream and jam and a napkin, all in a little bag for me to enjoy for afternoon tea. For me, it's a writing of poetry. That has helped to inspire this time and make it a time worth living through. Because we've got time, we can explore things and sit and think more regularly. It's great.
Standing in a field, 8 a.m. No cars, no planes, but oh, so many birds.
It's Tuesday the 5th of May, day 43 of life in lockdown. And we're all really needing to be very resourceful at the moment to work with what we have. To find creative solutions and make them amend. I was wondering how you are finding this, and please leave me your message after the bleep.
I'm loving the small exchanges and ingenuity of them. For example, taking tadpoles and sourdough bread to a friend who's unable to leave the house and had no tadpoles in her pond. And another day, taking 2 ice lolly sticks to a neighbour who had put out a message that she wanted done because her children were making puppets. People giving things that they have to each other. Normally we would go to a shop and buy them, but we all have more than we need. Bye.
My resourcefulness has taken the form of has affected my baking, because I've been limited in my ability to purchase yeast. So my baking has become soda bread. Apart from that, my consumption levels are spectacularly low at the best of times. Haven't changed enormously, I have to say.
In terms of resourcefulness, I don't need to be resourceful because I have virtually everything I need except friendship. But this morning I drove for 6 miles to meet up with a friend who had their plants for me. So how nice is that? I don't really need the plant, but that doesn't matter. We exchanged moans and groans. She told me about her fella who wouldn't stand up straight. I told her about my fella who can't bend over. Hers doesn't stop talking. Mine barely has a word to say. But anyway, she reminded me of the lovely tool to use to cope with frustration, i.e. count either to 10 or to 20 to manage one's emotional state. So there we go. That's my new resort. So how about that? Bye. Bye now.
It's Wednesday the 6th of May, and today I'm interested to hear about the things that you thought you would miss when we entered into this era. Are they actually what you miss now in reality? So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Please leave a message after the beep.
What I miss, I didn't even have before lockdown, which really caught me by surprise. I've really missed being in my marriage, which ended 17 years ago, and being in that relationship with that special person. It's totally brought focus to it, and I miss that, and I didn't even have it before. How weird is that?
I'm not sure what I miss. I'm actually very happy at home, but I miss having a good rummage in a charity shop. So what I guess I'm missing is the unknown, the unexpected, the things that you bump into when you're bimbling in the world, whether they are people or objects or things, because what is happening every day, the things that I already know I need, I've got. It's those little unexpected treasures on the outside that I'm missing.
So I'm ringing up to say what I was worried about that I might miss would be my opportunity to have silly times and to laugh and giggle. But last night I participated in my first ever virtual Mexican Wave, and the background to this was we were on an online quiz, and there was a technical glitch, so there was a pause in action, and then someone on the call initiated a Mexican Wave, and then Rob joined in, and then me, and then predictably I had a huge giggling fit. So the things I thought I might miss, I'm not missing.
Good morning. It's Thursday the 7th of May. I'm interested today to hear about what you've learned about yourself during this retreat into isolation. Things blurred by normal life. Please leave your message after the beep.
A really defining moment for me during lockdown, and a moment that I treasure deeply, is when I realised that I really, really enjoy my own company, and yeah, it's been an immensely powerful time, and I treasure that moment because it's opened up so much in my psyche that I didn't know was there.
I have found myself, I thought I'd miss people. What I've found is a new world, a much calmer way of life. I'm not missing company, because we've found different ways to communicate, but I've found a slower way of life that is more of a balance between work and play. When I get in the car now, I drive at 30 miles an hour, and I don't want to go fast, but there's no rush. So an unhurried way of life, I've found.
What have I learned about myself? I can be quite restless. So, yes, I definitely need to do things during the day. I need to be busy and I need to be outside. And thankfully, everything's good. Otherwise, even up on our little hill, I may have gone a bit crazy and taken one or two people with me. Observing the normal, so looking at trees, watching them, and the birds. I guess everyone's doing just that. Yeah, restless, I'd say.
Tolerance, lack of it, and different layers of tolerance. From what imagines to be, you know, normal tolerance becomes a completely different thing. Trying to homeschool, trying to keep tempers from praying, trying to not get pissed off with neighbours that don't observe the rules, trying to live and let live. Tricky times. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Hello. My normal life for the last 30 to 40 years, emotional and marital life has been managed well enough. A weekly routine that has worked fairly well. With a week on my own, doing all that I want to do, and a week of togetherness and companionship with my partner. So this has changed the situation in that my partner's now with me in lockdown, mutual lockdown, which is proving very stressful. And to my surprise, I'm not coping with it very well. Whereas before I thought I was, or I have been all those years. So we're in a three-way situation, which is now become extremely intrusive and difficult for me to manage. And I find myself surprisingly depressed by it all. And today's not a good day, so not probably it's a good day to ask this question. So it comes and goes. So there we go. I'm more prone to depression than I thought I was. Okay. Bye.
I think I've learned that I've a substantially greater capacity for laziness than I ever gave myself credit for, and that what I would most like would be to spend the next 2 months sitting on my arse reading books and doing absolutely exactly fuck all of any consequence. And that the rest of the world could just piss off and leave me alone. I'd actually perfectly happy with the aloneness. I'd just like to be left alone in the aloneness, which would be just delightful. So I'm thinking that if the HMRC give me the self-employed grant, I might buy myself a month or two of said arse sitting and disengage completely from the needs of the rest of the world. But we'll see.
It's my, I think I'd say, my ability to seemingly keep myself busy whilst I'm equally wasting time. When I have no structure to my day, I found, or no routine in place, even when I'm, most of what I'm doing, I'm really enjoying, and I want to do, I just become dithery. So that's what I think I've learned about myself. I am able to be quite dithery.
I don't need to be filling every second of my day, and doing nothing is not a sign of weakness.
Hi. What I've found from this period of isolation is that I don't miss formal contact with people, like parties, lunches, dinners, or what have you. I'm perfectly happy with casual passing socialisation, and I'd be happy to live this.
very much for calling. It's Friday, the 8th of May. Today, exploring uncertainty. Little has ever been certain. We've just chosen to think otherwise. Please leave your message after the bleep.
I'm not good with uncertainty, and at my age, I'd quite like to know what the short time I've got left has in store.
Certainty, I suppose, is never something I've ever felt truly confident about. If recent weeks have taught me anything, it's that it doesn't help to reflect for too long. About
opportunity. Goodbye. Happen to the systems and the bigger picture that we fit ourselves into.
12th of May. Today is a day for offloading, an offloading of white lies and grey ones. Please leave your message after the bleep.
Well, what I'll say is that during the current situation, I don't think I've lied to other people. As for the self-deception, well, I'm too far down the road with that to back out.
Well, I'm
finding it overwhelming, not having an excuse, I guess, to not respond to people's messages and requests for calls and video calls when I feel like I'm losing the ability to manage my own time. So I'm finding excuses and making up stuff about why I might not be available at that second or why I can't make that hour free to spend on a call. White lies, I guess, maybe merging into grey.
I feel like enjoying lockdown, only because of where we are. If I was in a bloody flat and some with all the kids running around on the age of 10 and teenagers and or an abusive relationship, I wouldn't. But yeah, fortunate enough to be where we are. I'm busy enough and the weather's been fantastic. Yeah, same. Yeah, I think that's probably the worst of my confession. Okay, bye-bye.
Wednesday, 13th of May.